Griffin is our guest. Coming up, we'll be taking your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. We'll even skip some of the breaks for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We'll continue on with Jerry Griffin during a few of the breaks. Or people listening on the Infowars.com stream should go over there to be able to hear the behind-the-scenes stuff. G. Edward Griffin, we're going to give out his website at Freedom Force International, how to get involved. Great guy. Been around since 1959, fighting the New World Order, best-selling author. Without getting too sidetracked into this, but I think it's important to have discussions about this sometime. He'll be the same guy who comes out with fake Amero coins, who later comes out as a known FBI operative, hooked in with Sean Hannity. And then he'll come out and say there was a secret session of Congress. Or other groups will put out, oh, Nacera, the government's secretly good and everything's fine. Or Leo Wanta got trillions of dollars and he's good, but only trust him. Everyone else secretly works for the Pope. And you can always tell these government things. They're designed for the lowest common denominator and to get any, idiot camp followers to kind of go along with it. Instead of saying, we can work together, we're positive, you know, the average person's good, it's evil at the top, we can affect change, we need to stop the collectivist. You notice that these groups that are government operatives, they never are issue specific. They never get into how things work or about what the government's doing or what the corporations are doing. It's always about what other patriots are doing. And that's why I've been trying to wake up people to stop being part of this bellicose mental illness. Do you see what I'm saying, G. Edward Griffin?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm very grateful that there is a voice such as yours, Alex, that is such a strong voice and heard by so many people that's preaching common sense on this. Because, you know, this has been going on for a long time. You mentioned I've been in this battle more or less since about 1959. And this was going on even then, believe it or not. But unfortunately, back in those days, there was no real strong voice against it that reached very many people. And people fell for it. All the patriots fell for it, which is, I think, one of the reasons that nothing really developed over the years in the way of a strong counterforce against this. So they were divided against each other. They fell for all of these ploys, and so we see the result of it today. But thank God you're out there telling the truth today, and we're trying to do the same thing with Freedom Force International. So maybe this time around we'll have a little better shot at it. This is really a war for the brain, is it not?
It is.
Always behind that veiled fist or that velvet fist, the glove, I should say, behind the glove is the fist. I'm trying to get it out right here. But, there's always the threat of physical force and coercion. But really, the greatest strides that our opponents have made in capturing the American people and in other countries as well is by capturing their brains. They capture their minds, their information flow. They engineer their opinions. And this is how they control people today. And so we have to be alert to that and have strong leaders that can help us to, you know, weed through these rough paths and find out which are the stepping stones that are safe and which ones are dangerous. And that's the battle we have today.
Now, the establishment is trying to focus, though, in on organized groups and websites and authors and attacking networks and things like that. But overall, the loss of confidence in the state and in the organized system, the top-down hierarchical structure, is so massive, and people are becoming more and more distrustful, that I'm intellectually pretty sure that the elite is in for some very rough times themselves. And, of course, they've foreseen that and tried to build up a oppressive grid to counter that, and they've written about how they foresaw it. But I think the wave of resistance is so big that they've got a crisis of conscience themselves, and even their own minions are saying, do I want to be part of this?
Yeah, I think you're quite right. But they're committed. I don't think the guys at the top are going to have any option to turn it around. They're committed. So they're not going to back down, and I think the only hope we have is to beat them at their own game, to overpower them. And, we do have numbers, and we do have truth on our side. They're truly on the dark side. And
they are on the dark side.
Yeah.
Like Cheney said in that interview, he says, we're working on the dark side. Stay there. I'm going to talk to you during the break for the Infowars.com stream listeners, and then we'll come back for everybody else on the other side.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
G. Edward Griffin is our guest. At the bottom of the hour, I promise we're going directly to your calls. He'll be with us at least 20 minutes into overdrive today. We'll be going to 3:20 Central Standard Time today. G. Edward Griffin, we were talking about the ways the globalists distract us, divert us. They try to destroy our unity. And I don't mean our unity as one organization. I don't want one group fighting the New World Order. I want lots of attack frigates out there going after them. But I mean unity of purpose, our manifesto, what we believe in, you know, the liberty, ideas like that. But then shifting gears back into, for the mainline people that are still tuned into the false paradigm, they keep saying Barack Obama is about making us believe in each other again, bringing us back together. What they mean is not bringing us back together, but bringing us back into being conned by the state, conned by the left-right paradigm, conned by the two parties one more time, taking us for one more ride while they finish getting their police state control grid in. And let me be clear, I'm not even entertaining a debate here. I'm not bashing Barack Obama here. The guy's a total puppet, runs nothing, you know, nice, handsome, friendly, smart guy, but he's a globalist. I dislike him less than Hillary because she's been around a while. You know, she's the devil I know, and know she is a devil, but it doesn't matter. So me saying Barack Obama is a fake is I'm not saying Hillary's good. I'm not saying McCain's good. They're all bad. And so occasionally they give you a new puppet to make you think that things have changed. I'm not trying to take hope away here. I want you to know there's hope in real resistance, in a real awakening, in local government, in you taking action, in you running for office, in you educating others, instead of wasting all our energies like all these young people are doing, starry-eyed, I just love Hillary, I love McCain, I love Obama. You know, you see all these, intelligent, great-looking college girls just out there dedicating themselves to Hillary or Barack Obama or all these well-meaning business people for McCain when they're all America killers. They're all globalists. G. Edward Griffin.
Well, what can you say? That's true. And the reason they're that way is because their opinions have been engineered by the media and to a large extent by the educational system that some of those younger people are still in. When you look at the campaign rhetoric of these major candidates, they can talk for hours and not really say anything, but they're masters at using words that sound good, like, well, Obama's famous word, change. We want change. Our big chance, yes, change, change, change. But if you asked any of them, well, what would you change, there would probably be dead silence because they don't know. They say, well, we'll change the name. We'll change the name from Bush to Obama or something, you know, but they have no idea of political principles. They have never even thought about the proper role of government or what the Constitution says about what these candidates are allowed or specifically not allowed to do. They haven't a single thought in their entire brains about political concepts, but yet they're out there carrying these banners and chanting, as you said, and they're all starry-eyed over some kind of a word game, just change or compassion or patriotism or who knows what these words mean in the inner recesses of their minds. But they certainly don't mean anything in the realm of political principle. And until the American people start thinking about political principles once again, there is no hope. So you're quite right when you say, why should we even entertain a debate or try to choose up sides between all three of these word masters? And it's not just them, it's the organizations that support them, when the real issues are never allowed to be even discussed in such a debate. And so, yes, our job has to be not to get entrapped by this so-called two-party system, when in reality it's not a two-party system.
Well, it's a carnival distraction. It's like having a traveling carnival, a troupe of trained monkeys dance in front of you while somebody sneaks up on you to stab you in the back. It's distraction. It's the same thing that the magician does, where he has his beautiful assistant bend over in front of the crowd while he stages the hat trick.
It works every time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was the theme of my presentation when I was there in Austin a few weeks ago. As you remember, we called it the Quigley Formula, and it was named after Professor Carol Quigley, who wrote the book Tragedy and Hope, who was a sort of an unofficial or maybe an official historian for a secret society founded by Cecil Rhodes. And we went into all of that history. And the reason that history is interesting and the reason it's important is because without an understanding of how the two-party systems came into being, if you don't know the history, if you don't know the fact that there is an organization that has a strategy for doing exactly what we're complaining about here, people would say, well, I guess it just happened. Well, no, it didn't just happen. This came about as a result of a very well-thought-out plan. It's being implemented today by people who have names, who belong to an organization that has a name, has a headquarters in New York, and all of that. And so once you tell people about the facts behind what's happening and the names and the places and the dates, then all of a sudden it becomes real. Other than that, before they have all that information, they would just look at you and say, what are you talking about? You know, I don't think that's true. And so what we're facing now is the fact that the people of America are starving for information and factual data.
Oh,
and
I agree with
that
you.
Role.
I agree with you. They are starving, and so they give them real simple pap, like change, change, knowing that stacked up against the two establishment candidates, that another establishment candidate can be slipped in on them. Talk a little bit about the Quigley formula, because there are hundreds of published PhD-level elite texts used by globalist managers, and I know I've read scores of them. And they talk about how we're dumb animals, and they talk about how we'll never read, how they're calling us dumb animals. And, I mean, is it frustrating to you? Because that's one of the things that drives me crazy, that some good old boy at the gym will waddle over and make fun of me saying I believe in imaginary groups when, you know, the heads of political science divisions of top universities, you know, write books about how they engineer the shadow government system and how we run nothing. I mean, it's very frustrating to know that we've spent the time to read all these books and watch these people on C-SPAN, and then the public, I mean, I hate the globalists, but at the same time, the public has been engineered to like laugh at us for trying to save them. I mean, it's disgusting.
Well, yeah, and you have to not blame the public to a certain extent, because they're just the products of programming, very effective programming. Although I still think that if anybody had any kind of an instinct for truth, they would somehow break through that. I guess we did somehow. I don't know whether that was to our benefit or simply because of an accident that happened along the way. But in any event, yeah, it is frustrating. But the bottom line is that this is not imaginary. And anybody who has any intellectual curiosity or honesty about them would say, okay, where are your facts? And then that's where we come in. Here are the facts. And I found that generally, if you have the ability to present the facts without being interrupted, you know, give me 20 or 30 minutes. And if people are interested enough to sit and listen to a presentation for 20 or 30 minutes, I'll convince them. Because, not that I convince them, but the facts will convince them, because they're irrefutable. So that's our job, is to find those people, and that won't be many, probably 3% or less, who have the intellectual curiosity and the intellectual honesty to ask the question, where are your facts? And that's all we need, Alex, and you know that. We don't need that magic 51% of the population. The majority never determined anything. They're always led by the few, 3% or less, who can generate a majority by the strength of their leadership. And that's what we must do. That's what our enemies have done. And as you know, that's what Freedom Force is all about, is to move into the power centers of society, those groups and organizations that people belong to, that lead the political thinking of the nation. We have to become influential in those groups now, just the way our opponents have in the past.
Well, now again, I'm trying to be subtle here, not that I'm delicate or not that I'm even well-spoken. Maybe I haven't explained it right to some people. I'm not against the militia. I believe in the militia. I'm a member of the militia, 18 to 44. We're all part of it, and it's in our Constitution, and the feds say we have no right to own guns. It's only an organized militia, but that didn't exist till 1907. So we know it's our right to keep and bear arms. It's to defend against criminals and the government, and I've read the Federalist Papers and others on air. But then you've got what the modern militia movement is, and that's feds setting up innocent good people, and usually the militia leaders are feds, and it's a thing of paranoia, don't trust your neighbors, meet us behind the barn, and then the Fed says, let's build a bomb so they can send a bunch of innocent farmers to jail and then asset forfeiture of their farms. And then I get on air and I say, watch out, we're up front, we're in suits and ties, we're well-spoken, we're the good guys. But the feds, when they run these operations, they've tried to always steer our movement into hiding and like it's secret agent stuff. And it's all, oh, my God, everyone's watching you and wanting to get you. And I'm saying, no. This isn't a thing of paranoia. We are the good guys. We're out in the town square with the white hat at high noon saying, bring it on. Do you see the point I'm making?
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And, it has always worried me deeply as to the character that the militia movements have taken. They just they're going in the wrong direction, and I think the reason, as you've just stated, is because they are under the influence of agents provocateurs who are sent in there to do that, just to mess it up so it won't possibly work.
Oh, we've caught them hundreds of times in every case. Yeah. It turns out that's what they do.
So they're smart. They're smart. Now what are we going to do about it? Let's be just as smart. Let's not let them win that game. Let's be aware of it and move around them.
Well, I mean, I remember when I was just a mainline conservative, but fighting for property rights locally, I'd have a guy show up at an event and say, I want to work with you. Let's kill cops. And I'd follow him outside, and the guy'd get in an unmarked cop car. And, you know, I mean, it's just, these people are criminals. Dirtbag slime. And, Texas Monthly caught the FBI creating a Klan group trying to get them to blow up a chemical plant. They were so dumb, the FBI couldn't get them to do it.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
This
known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter.
And I'll tell you why. It's because the globalists claim that their breeding makes them godmen, and they're really a bunch of inbred, mentally retarded individuals at the top with these criminal bureaucracies that serve them. That's where their genius still lies. The truth is, from the common people also comes intelligence, and we don't want to be your slaves. We're not lesser men, and we're not going to go along with you. G. Edward Griffin will talk through the next segment, the next break for InfoWars.com, Internet stream listeners. But right now, you want to get into Carol Quigley and the Quigley Method, because I didn't want to kind of give away your thunder when you were on before you gave your UT speech, but maybe now you should spend some time on that, and then we'll start taking phone calls in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'd like to do that, Alex, but may I finish where my brain was going with our last segment?
Certainly.
We were talking about false leadership and how effective that can be, especially if the victim is not even aware of the possibility that this tactic is being used. Every once in a while, after I've written something or said something about this, I'll get an email from some person that says, how do we know that you are not a false leader? And, of course, that's a darn good question. I'm really happy to hear that, because now I know that people are beginning to look around and question. And that the answer to that is very simple. You can tell whether a person is a false leader or not simply by looking at their record, where they've been, how long they've been doing it, and what they've actually done.
Their fruits.
Their fruits shall reveal them, yeah. So, you see, if they have a record of dividing people, whether they have a record of diverting attention away from the real culprit, which is the government, not government, but people in government. I always want to emphasize that. We're not opposed to government. We're opposed to corruption in government. And if you can see that leaders have been focused on the corruption in government and consistently have tried to unite people, they're probably on the right track. But if they've always left behind them a debris of broken organizations and anger and division, you've got a pretty good idea that you're dealing with a false leader. And so what we're trying to do is build a dependable leadership core that people can rely on, especially people coming into the movement early. I mean, just recently, I should say, people who haven't had a chance to spend years and years studying this thing, they need someone they can rely on. Someone with that record, and we're hoping that people will consider Freedom Force International to be that. So, if you're trying to figure out, you know, who you can rely on, come to Freedom Force International. Check us out and ask the question.
Well, I'll say, G. Edward Griffin, the enemy doesn't operate for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40+ years since 1959, you have been doing. That's almost 50 years. No, they reveal themselves quickly, especially in our own movement. They usually work about a year. In fact, it's usually exactly 12 months. It's phase one. They try to build an audience on radio, internet, TV, and then suddenly they attack everyone and say you can't trust anyone. It's nothing but division.
Yeah.
I will tell people that most of the groups and organizations out there are actually good. The folks out on the ground are good. But you can really tell the organizations of people that are bad. And, I mean, G. Edward Griffin, we know you're good. We know so many others are good as well. And a lot of it's also discernment, you know, having your head in the game a long time. But also, you know, not just being aware of disinfo, being aware of also the fact that we can also get too into this where we're too focused and paranoid and then never just move forward. I think really having a good attitude, viewers out there, listeners out there, you know that you're good people. You know you're leaders. You know that you've done nothing wrong. You know that you're doing this for the right reason. So you be leaders. You go out and start organizations. I mean, I think, you know, there's no excuse there. Is there, G. Edward Griffin?
No excuse at all whatsoever. And, you know, in a way, that takes us back finally to the Quigley formula. Because Quigley was talking to some to a very important extent about how to provide false leadership. And so are we ready for that topic?
Yes, let's continue discussing that during the segment. If you're listening to the InfoWars.com audio streams, this discussion will continue in 10 seconds at InfoWars.com. If not, we'll be back in 3 minutes to continue fleshing out the Quigley formula. And then your phone calls with G. Edward Griffin. We got him on a bit late today, so we'll be going into overdrive today, 20 minutes after the main transmission ends with G. Edward Griffin. So we have an hour left, or about 50 minutes before us. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with this. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced. Gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
We'll be going into overtime. That is, the main radio show is 4 hours, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Then I come back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. This New World Order takeover is very serious, and I take it very serious. That's why I work normally about 14 hours a day. I've cut back from 18 hours a day. That's why I've made a new film that I'll be showing at the Alamo Draft House this Saturday at 3:30 at downtown Alamo at their new, quote, Ritz location. Details at InfoWars.com. For InfoWars.com listeners on our internet streams, and for those watching PrisonPlanet.tv, we continue during the break talking about Carol Quigley, who set up the Rhodes Scholarship Program. He owned the major diamond mines and gold mines in Rhodesia and South Africa and north of there. Of course, it turned out he was just an agent of the Queen the entire time. And, of course, one of his people that worked for him wrote a book about it after he died. Do you think everybody that is a Rhodes Scholar ends up staying on their payroll? Because we see a Chris Christopherson who speaks out against him. We see a Naomi Wolf who comes out and speaks out against it. You know, the martial law set up. But I had her on the show a few months ago, and I said, but you're a Rhodes Scholar. I said, people ask how we get these guests. It's, we call their publicists. We get them on. You could try it, too, if you'd like. They think it's a conspiracy that we're able to get them on. It's a big radio show, folks. They want to come on and pitch their book. And you can call them, too, and get them on your show, probably. If you know how to talk to somebody on the telephone, that is. That's the big conspiracy, is just act friendly. I'm just being sarcastic to some people out there. But the point is, I had her on and asked the hard question. I said, are you for a world government? She said, no, they didn't teach me that in a Rhodes Scholarship. But I know that Cecil Rhodes called for world government, called for a British Anglophile-dominated system, merged with the Rothschilds. So do you think Naomi Wolf is fibbing there?
No, that's a really good question, and you're not the first person that asked that question of me. I find it hard to believe that a person can be selected as a Rhodes Scholarship and actually go through the whole process and be educated there in London and be part of that group without being a devotee of world government. I just find that very, very difficult to believe.
You know, Chris Christopherson's people said they knew who we were, but that he wasn't going to come on the show. Then we get Willie Nelson and Jesse Ventura and Tommy Chong and Charlie Sheen and German defense ministers. The incredible thing is I had this the head of the Kissinger group on last week. And when I got him on during the break, I said, "Hello, sir." He started laughing at me. And I said, "What's funny?" He goes, "Oh, Alex Jones." And I said, "Oh, you know who I am? You're coming on." He goes, "Of course we all know who you are." In fact, John Harmon running the show heard it. I said, "Hey, John, were you listening in on that conversation I had with the head of the Kissinger group? Are you on air right now?"
"No, I am."
Bring yourself on air. Did you hear how he admitted? I mean, I didn't want to toot my horn on air. Would have sounded obnoxious. But after the fact, it isn't that he knew who I was. That's actually scary. This is the head of the Kissinger group, one of the heads of the Carnegie Endowment. And he's saying, "Yeah, we know. We all know who you are." Well, John, you heard it. Tell Jeb or Griffin what he was saying.
Oh, yeah. He was very arrogant. And, you know, Jones was joking with him, calling him master. And he seemed to like that, actually. So, Yeah,
I'm sure he does like that.
These guys are, you know, very arrogant, and, you know, they want people just to do what they say.
Yeah, see, what happened is we got him queued up, and I, you know, John called him at, like, 29 after, and then he was going to be on at 33 after. So I come on and say, "Thank you for coming on. We're not live yet, but I'm going to have you on in just a moment, sir." He started laughing at me, and I said, "Was something wrong?" And he said, "Nah, Alex Jones." And I went, "What? Do you know who I am?" And he goes, "Of course we know who you are." I mean, folks, do you realize they know who I am? G. Edward Griffin, that means we must be hurting him if he wanted to arrogantly laugh at me before we went on air. I mean, I remember 6 years ago in L.A., having Lionel Chetwynd, who made the film about Bush being a hero in 9/11, the head of his film commission, came up in the bathroom while I was at the urinal and threatened me and said, "We're going to get you." And then I went out on TV and debated him. But, I mean, I'm not tooting my horn. That's actually scary. But that shows how real this is, doesn't it, G. Edward?
Oh, yeah. This is real stuff. Usually it doesn't happen in the bathroom. It usually happens in the boardroom. But it's very real stuff, Alex. And, yeah, you bet they know who you are. You're a thorn in their sides. And
people ask why they haven't killed me. Why did they haven't killed G. Edward Griffin, haven't killed Alex Jones? I know you're sick of being asked that, but people are obsessed with it, so please humor them.
Well, I know how they work. They want us both eliminated, and they have a definite hierarchy of strategies for that. I've observed it over the years. The first thing they do if they want to eliminate their opposition is to ignore it. And, you know, in 99% of the cases, that works just fine. You don't have to do anything because their opponents have no funding, they have no voice, they have no following, they have no way to survive, really. And so usually they're just a little splash in the pan, and then they go away entirely on their own. So the first step is to ignore it. If that doesn't work, well, the next step is to discredit it, to destroy it in the eyes of the American public. And this is where they bring their big media guns into play. They try and paint that big brush around the face of their target that makes them look like some kind of a real nut, a child molester, a tax evader, a terrorist, or, oh, God, only knows what they can throw at the American public.
A hater.
People believe it. A hater or something like that, a fascist, a Nazi, communist, they got all kinds of words, a racist, they've got a bushel basket full of words they can throw out, and unfortunately most of the American people will believe it. So that usually works. I mean, the few that survive step number one get eliminated at step number two. Now, if they survive step number two, then the next level of opposition is to try and buy them off, either directly or indirectly. They provide funding, or they provide investments in their corporations, and they load their board of directors, and over a period of time, all of a sudden, their organizations are bought off. And sometimes they're even offered money. So why don't you just go retire? You're old enough now. You've done your share. You can go live in the Bahamas. We have this estate for you and a chauffeur and a limousine and so forth. And why don't you just go away? And if that doesn't work, well, then finally they turn to more physical things where sometimes people are suicided or that kind of thing. But I know what they do. This is pretty predictable. So the fact that you and I are still surviving means that I guess we haven't been discredited yet.
Well, here's what's happening. I had Nightline call me, and I know that's an operation. I mean, that show's come out, is CIA, Pentagon run, and I'm just basically told them no. I said, I have no, I mean, first they wanted to talk to me at first, and I said to We Are Change, you want to talk to them? And most people kill to be on Nightline, not me, folks. The old adage, any publicity is good publicity, is actually not true. And I just said, you know what, because, Discovery Channel comes in, History Channel comes in, BBC comes in, and they'll tell you, oh, I'm a fan. And I go, come on, I know you're lying. I see the predatory look. I know it's a hit piece. And then it's a total dishonest hit piece. Now at this point, they are so discredited. Now, if it's live, I'll do it. I've always said I won't turn down anything that's live. I do get those opportunities few and far between, and I don't turn them down because there I can actually, try to get something out.
Right.
But, to have the head of the Kissinger Group, which, as you know, is one of the most powerful groups out there, that's a Rothschild/Rockefeller management group, saying, yeah, I'm coming on to counter you guys. And I said on air, I said, you guys must really be in trouble if you're having to go ahead and come on shows now. And he basically was, just said, yeah. And I've had other people have gone out and confronted globalists at events and said, the New World Order's falling apart. And they say, well, it's in trouble, but we're going to keep it going. I mean, this is their life. Do you want to comment on that?
Well, yeah, I think it is their life. And they know how to manipulate opinion and public opinion. So these guys must have thought that by coming onto your show that they were clever enough and skilled enough to move public opinion against you, I guess, or to capture your audience in some way, or at least to paint the picture that they were really nice guys after all. They must have had some vision of how
they... Well, no, they were trying to humanize themselves. He made, we counted it 10 times in 30-minute interview, which is, I guess, about 25 minutes of airtime. He said 10 times, well, we've got evil robber barons, and we've got to have a world government to contain and control them. Well, that we've already got a world government. These guys already do what they want. We've got to have this global government to control them. And I said on air, I said, you've said that a bunch of times. And he got mad at that. I said, you're just putting the talking point out. And he said, well, I'm allowed to have my view. And I said, you are the guys that want the world government. It's like, please don't throw me in the briar patch. So I talked to him at the end of the interview, and he was upset. And I didn't taunt him because I know they're very dangerous. I just said, look, thank you for coming on. I really hope you'll change your mind about trying to enslave us. And he just said goodbye. But he was not friendly. In fact, John, did you hear that, how he was not happy at the end?
Well, I guess he didn't achieve his goal, that's all. But, you're thinking back to Naomi, and you asked whether or not she really might be sincere or not. I have no doubt that she is totally sincere in her opposition to martial law and in her opposition to the neocon agenda. But my question is, why does she not mention anything about the left-wing agenda that is advocated by...
It's identical. It's got a different... It's like a velvet iron fist, a red glove or a black glove over it.
It's identical, and she plays the game of trying to make it seem like it's all a right-wing conspiracy, and totally ignores the left wing. And you and I both know the left wing and the right wing are just two different wings of the same ugly bird called collectivism. So when I see a Rhodes Scholar that's playing the game of focusing totally on one side of this little scam and not the other, I know what she's doing. She's trying to generate support for the Democrats. That's what her mission is, as far as I know.
And so it's like judo. They're using, it's a classic left-right paradigm. They're using an attack on the right wing of their sector, like a solar panel, to actually energize the other side of the wing.
Exactly, exactly. So, and I don't think somebody as smart as a Rhodes Scholar would accidentally do that. I mean, she has to know what she's doing.
Well, I've talked to her privately, and she acts really friendly, like a great saleswoman.
Oh,
and,
yeah, she has a great...
And she's like, oh, please send me all that info. Alex, thank you so much. But I can tell it is a mask. And I'm going to get her back on. Maybe I should get her back on and have you on with her.
Well, I would love to talk to her. I would love to sit down and meet her. You know, there's always the chance that we're wrong or that I'm wrong.
Well, there's always the chance that they see what's happening and they want to turn back.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. She would then be attacking the whole left side of the paradigm.
Yes, he should be, because there's no difference.
But the good news is everywhere she goes now, as I've seen the YouTubes, that's being brought up to her.
Oh, it is.
By leftists. They're going. I mean, are you not seeing what I'm... I mean, I just want your opinion, because I don't know. I'm finally seeing the left, like never before, break their chains and become liberty lovers and get past these labels. They're buying guns. They understand the government's bad. They understand any government funding that's given is going to go to corporations. They finally, I think, are getting it.
Well, you mean at the grassroots level?
Yes.
Yes, so no doubt at the grassroots. But up there at the higher elevations where you need oxygen to breathe, those guys know exactly what's going on.
God, how did they do that? Because, you know, you talk about how first they ignore you, then they attack you, or first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. As Gandhi said, I kind of had it in reverse. These headhunters in 1998, even 97, I had, like, people call me who were big-shot Democrats when I was attacking Bill Clinton. And then I'd find out who they were, and, you know, they would say, well, meet with me, but you've got to promise not to say we met, and so I can't say their names. I always, you know, follow my word, unless it's something criminal. And then you meet with this famous Democrat, or you meet with another person, and, you know, this has happened maybe 5-6 times. And then later it was corporate offers of millions of dollars to, you know, be basically a right-winger and put out kind of a new hardcore brand of Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I turned down, you know, 600 stations, basically. I was going to be tested out in And I guess most people, you just give them the offer that they just want that money. But money doesn't matter to me. It's ideas that I traffic in. It's history. It's humanity. It's the species. It's my children. I serve ideals. I guess they see me as a foolish romantic. But everything we've got was built on romanticism.
Well, God bless you, Alex. That's exactly the spirit of America that we need to revive.
Well, I just can't. I mean, they generate fiat money out of nothing, and then they buy the world with it. It's such a scam.
Well, it is a scam, but it works, and it's very frustrating to all of us. In fact, every once in a while, I still go through that dark night where you wonder, is this really worth it? Is humanity capable of salvaging itself? And, of course, when the sun rises in the morning, you always say, yes, you bet, and I'm going to be part of it, and you charge back into it. But, boy, it gets awful discouraging at times because people... You know, you look around, and even in your closest circle of friends, and even in some in your family, you think, well, these are excellent people. And yet you see them kind of sell out when it comes time to get a job, for example. I've seen people work for, let's just be specific, for the pharmaceutical industry. Beautiful people, I know, and yet they're out there selling these drugs, and, you know, deep down underneath, they know that they're hurting people. But, boy, is that pay good, and is that car that the company provides, is it nice? And, boy, these trips they take to the to South Pacific Islands, all paid for by the company, can you turn that down?
But it's all hollow. I mean, I want to feel good about myself.
Yes,
I want to know that I'm helping humanity, and you know, these yuppies think they can just... basically poop everywhere. I hate to use that analogy, but that's what it is. And then it won't soil their own nest. When nobody cares about anybody, everything falls apart.
Yeah, that's right. Well, as I said before, fortunately, we don't need 51% of the population to have their heads screwed on right. If we can just get 3% or even 2% who understand and who are willing to dedicate a significant portion of their lives to this thing, we can recapture the program. Turn it around.
I agree. Let's jam a call, and then we'll come back and take a bunch of them. Richard, where are you calling us from today?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, on last night on an educational network Point of View, they had a special about privatization of prisons, and you know, where they went into detail where what you call corporations. Are actually, if not taking over some prisons, are actually building their own prisons and then going to state legislatures to actually, what you call, toughen up on laws just so people can get arrested and imprisoned and then they hire their own guards and everything.
Sir, a battery in your backyard, speeding, will now be 6 months a year in prison.
Yeah.
G. Edward Griffin, you want to comment on that? We'll hold you over into the break.
Well, sure. That's the trend, of course, is to get all of these legitimate functions of government, certainly prisons would be a legitimate function of government, to get it out of the political sphere so that the voters couldn't ever have any chance at reforming it, you know.
And let's be clear, this isn't free market. We pay the tax money to a private group that just so happens to be generally be owned by a money laundering drug cartel. And I'm surprised, was James Dobson saying this was bad that the prisons go and then lobby for tougher laws and put more of us in their prisons?
Well, I didn't catch that, Alex.
No, I mean the listener, Richard.
Oh, okay.
Richard, are you still there?
James Dobson, I haven't kept up on him lately.
Well, I mean, that's Focus on the Family you were talking about. I tell you what, stay there. Richard, I want to continue for InfoWars.com stream listeners. We're going to talk during this break so we don't waste time with Richard and G. Edward Griffin. We'll come back on the other side with everybody else's calls.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John.
Here's the deal. We're going to go 20 minutes into overdrive. We're going to go to Ray and Scott, but Abraham, Robert, I want to give you guys a local number. We'll go to you first, 512-646-5400. We'll be turning that system on in about 5 minutes. That's, of course, 512-646-5400. In fact, you're welcome to call in on that right now. But you were making a point in the behind-the-scenes interview we were just doing for the InfoWars streams that everybody needs to tune to now, because we won't be on the AM or FM or shortwave. The satellite will just be at InfoWars.com with the audio and PrisonPlanet.tv with the video. But G. Everett Griffin for another 20 minutes or so, we really appreciate him doing that. You were making the point about how, yeah, the private prisons are lobbying. That was just in the news the other day. I'm surprised it's on TV now. That they come and lobby and say, we need more people in prison because we've got private prisons we've opened. We need to fill them. And so now we see people being arrested for no turn signal, no seatbelt, kids being CPS'd for the smallest of things. I mean, there's millions of new police and bureaucrats, and they're going to find terrorists. And you talked about O'Brien torturing Winston, saying, hey, this isn't for criminals. Can you recap that?
Yeah, in 1984, that book 1984 by George Orwell, a point was made so well. O'Brien is the master criminal. He's working for the government. And he's torturing Winston, who is the good guy, and he's explaining the way the life really is. He says, Winston, come on, wake up, be real. This is the real world you're living in. And he says, you don't think we have laws in order to keep law in order or to enforce justice, do you? No, no, no. He says, Winston, come on, wake up. We have so many laws that it's impossible not to break laws, no matter what you do. If you get up in the morning, you probably have broken five laws before you brush your teeth. He says, the purpose of having so many laws is so that everybody becomes a criminal. And now we have a reason for arresting anyone, and we can control people because they're all criminals. And I think that's the idea, that we're seeing it unfold right now in our lives today. I saw something on the Internet last night. Some poor bloke in the U.K. Got arrested, and he spent 18 hours in prison for dropping an apple core on the ground.
That's what it's all about. It's all about getting total control, getting you in the system. And I think even a lot of police now realize and know this. I mean, every roid head I've seen at the gym, now I see his officers strutting down the street with, you know, devil skulls tattooed all over him, just smiling with satanic pleasure that this is their time, I guess, and every town's going to have ne'er-do-well goons and black uniforms. In fact, next hour I want to tell you the story briefly, and then we'll go back to the calls. So for all the callers, Ray and Scott and everybody else, just... Abraham, Robert, call in right now at 512-646-5400, and you'll go to the head of the line for those callers that were holding on Genesis lines. And I want to thank the network for the great job and all the affiliates and everything they do. But I have the footage of FEMA and Road to Tyranny saying the Founding Fathers are terrorists. I have the FBI training manuals with their phone numbers on it saying the Constitution's bad, people that talk about it are terrorists. And I have police squad car video where they arrest people for having pocket constitutions, and state police stand there going, I think this is illegal. But at a Christian school in Texas, major university, they said you're not allowed to say the Bill of Rights and Constitution's good. It's now a terrorist document. I mean, it's so over the top. And I interviewed those guys. That rebroadcast is coming up in 20 minutes. But we're going to end the main network transmission now. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m., 3 p.m. But if you want to hear these other calls and more from G. Edward Griffin, you'll want to go like tens of thousands of people are doing right now and listen at InfoWars.com on those streams and those streams alone. Or you can watch us at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back on the other side in overdrive with G. Edward Griffin at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Or below.